Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
USC. This is KO4 NMC kicking off the Popular Amateur Radio Association Wednesday Technical Services Meeting. This is a last-minute change in the net operator, so I'll be your net operator tonight. I do not have a topic. I do have a couple of announcements. Well, an announcement anyway. Tomorrow evening is the monthly club meeting in Warrenton. The details of which are on the website. I'm away from the FARA page at the moment, so I don't have those. Again, apologies for not having as much information as Brad would running the net. So with that, I'd like to open it up for any announcements and recommended topics for tonight's net.
KX4O with an announcement.
KX4O, go ahead with your announcement.
Ginger contacted me from the Pumpkin Ride folks and said everything went off great and was glad to have the help from the FARA members. So well done, KX4O.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Any other announcements or suggested topics for tonight's net?
W4RKU.
W4RKU, you've got the floor.
I just wanted to mention tomorrow night's meeting. Two things we're supposed to get done. First is we're going to have nominations for board officers. So if you are interested in participating in your club, we need people to serve on the board. We need a president, most likely, I'm not sure about vice president, got a maybe on secretary. So, please consider it. It would be very helpful. And then the other thing, stand by.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected to W4VA.
Great, thank you for that. Now that we have announcements, open it up to mobile and anyone on EchoLink who would like to go ahead and check in. Didn't hear anybody in that application, so open up for general check-in for the Wednesday night general services net.
K1HTV. K04PN says, Robert, in call, Pepperine Reaver, we'll wait.
W4KU.
K3FR.
KX4L.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Echo Kilo, no comment.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, no comment.
KO4RBW, no comment.
All right, let's go ahead and do some accounting here. I've got Rich K1HTV, KO4VNZ, W4RKU, K3FR, KX4O John, K4TK Mike, KN4SPL, no comment. And Mike, I got you were no comment. K4TEK as well. And then I think I've got this, some of it, KO4, I believe it's RBW. Is that correct? Romeo Bravo Whiskey?
Correct. Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Great. Any additional check-ins or anyone I missed? There was someone got walked on in the middle of those. Last check-in.
This is K4, Golf Victor Hotel. Sorry about that again, guys. K4GVH, Robert, in call pepper.
Thanks, Robert. K4GVH, I've got you. Any additional check-ins at this time? All right, great. So as I mentioned before, I don't have a topic for tonight. This is a little bit of a last-minute stand-in. So I guess open up to people if anyone would like to talk about, you know, obviously what you're doing, the art of the radio. Rich and I were talking earlier about the use of amplifiers and attenuators, and not to put you on the spot, Rich, but I found what you were doing with the amplifiers within your antennas to the receivers interesting. If you'd like to say a little bit about that, you've got the 4K1HTV. This is KO4 NMC for the FARA Wednesday Technical Service Net.
KO4 NMC from K1HTV. Yes, I'm using amplifiers. Basically, I have two Red Pataya devices which decode all FT8, FT4, and whisper frequencies between 2200 meters and 6 meters. These antenna, devices are fed from a complex antenna system consisting of three beverage antennas, as well as HF antennas, which are switched automatically with an Arduino. And they're all combined in various combiners and splitters, and they split out the different to feed the red batteries as well as feed the K3. And every time you're on a splitter, like a four-way splitter, a two-way splitter using, you lose half the power, half the signal debuff, 3 dB loss. When you're on a four-way, it's even more. So I have to make up the gain, make up the loss by putting a preamp in front of it, and to make up for that. Also, some of the devices are very poor front end, so you do need a little bit extra gain in front of them. Those devices that you have made available do the job very well. I have some less expensive, not quite as good, and they are more overload prone, and I'd like to replace those, so I'm planning to use those four. And where the gain is too high, an attenuator helps to bring the gain of the amplifier. If it's like 20 dB, I only need 10, I need to pad the output of the amplifier down. So that's where the variable pads come in. Try to get a balanced system. If you run too much gain, you tend to overload the various receivers. So it's a balancing act there. As far as activity, see a couple of DX expeditions are still quite active. T-33 Tango from Banaba Island on the Pacific is active. V-5B7 Victor United in the African country of Togo is still available for contacts. I've heard T-88WA, but they're ramping down, I believe. And I think the J-28MD Djibouti operation may be finished. Good to see all the DX expeditions going on. There's some new ones coming on, and makes for interesting DX available on the many bands. This past couple of days, I've been working on installing and complete the installation of a stack match device with a bit-pop switch. If you're not familiar with a bit-pop, it's both in phase, both in phase, both out of phase. Two antennas separated on a tower, 6 meter Yagis, identical at the 50 foot level and the 72 foot level. They're fed with equal lengths of coax into this switch, this stack match device, and remotely can switch between the upper antenna, the lower the antenna, lower antenna, the both in phase or both out of phase, and to change the takeoff angle. There's E-skip comes in at one angle, higher angle than F2. F2 skip is usually in at a much lower angle. We're hoping to get some F2 skip this year if the solar flux gets high enough on 6 meters. So that's what I've been doing, chasing a little bit of DX, but more finishing up the wiring of the installing of the box on the tower, along with the running the cables into a connection box between the house and the between the shack and the face of the tower. So been busy. Tomorrow is a wake for K4JJR. Jim Russo passed away about a week or so ago. His wife Karen, he and his wife were members of the club, the Farrah Club. So the viewing will be between 6 and 8 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be going there first, over to the Knights of Columbus dinner, then hopefully get out in time to make the Farrah meeting. They probably get there a little bit late, but I'll be there for the fair meeting, so it's going to be a busy evening for me. That's it. Back to Net Control. Thanks again for doing the net, Alan. This is K1HTV.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you for bringing up the wake for those who are interested. Appreciate that. Didn't have that in my announcements. Interesting what you're doing with the tech, and happy to supply that hobby as much as I can. Up next, KO4VNZ, Chuck, it's over to you.
KO4
November Romeo 3 November disconnected.
Thanks, Chuck, and did want to say thank you again for your efforts on the Great Pumpkin Ride. Sounds like it went well, and based on feedback from John, that's sort of unanimous. Thanks again, and the suggestion of the packet network discussion I think is a good one. I've often wondered how some of these topics come up and how they're managed, and if someone's vetting them all. So maybe for the next net, I'll certainly let whoever's going to take it over next know that that's a topic that we could cover. There's a lot of interest I know for myself on how some of that works and what people are doing in it. K and 4GDX showed me some of the things that he's been able to do with some of the packet network things, and it's just my eyes sort of glaze over a little bit, but it'd be a good topic. Next up, we've got W4RKU. Kevin, again, thank you for the presentation you did on your remote operations and Raspberry Pi adventures. Found that very interesting last month. The presentations at the monthly meetings have been fantastic, very much worth going and seeing them in person if you can. Over to you, Kevin.
KO4NMC, W4RKU, in the net. Thanks, Alan. Thanks for the that. Well, I think we tried to, because of operator error, is why people didn't see it remotely, who came in to the meeting, I mean, virtually to the meeting. That was, I think, something my fat fingered. But, yes, we usually have good presentations, and I'm looking forward to the one tomorrow night from the Virginia section manager and see what he's got to say. I think he's only going to touch on Winglink. I know a lot of people don't know exactly what Winglink is. I do because I messed around with it a bit a few years ago. But other than that, I have not done a lot on the, I've had other projects I've been working on, but I did do the CWT today. I think it's the first time I actually worked the CWT where I worked four bands during it. I worked 10, 15, 20, and 40. Usually not all four are open at the same time. They were today, so that was pretty good. And then I was able to track down the 5B7RU, I think that was called something, the Expedition, and I got him in a book, and he's got me in his book, so I got that CW. So just work on my DXCC CW. That's kind of my main goal right now. That's all I have tonight. I hope to see many people tomorrow night. KO4NMC, W4RKU.
Thanks, Kevin. I look forward to a time when my expression of I didn't do much today includes that laundry list of things that you actually did. So glad you were able to get that all in. Appreciate the update. Next up, K3FR, Ron.
Well, good evening, Kev. KO4NMC, K3FR. And good evening, Steve.
W4VA connected to node 534073. Node 534073 disconnected.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Up next, John, KX40, you've got the floor.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I was going to try to compliment what Rich said about his receiving system for his various SDRs and stuff. I have a system here that gives me 8 output ports, ultimately, from a single antenna, which I have going to a variety of SDRs, including one I use for shortwave listening. But someone brought up packets. So, yes, the 4-H Club did deliver a whole bunch of NTS messages to the APN thing at my home. And that was actually pretty cool to see how simplex can work pretty well. Eventually, sooner now, it's going to go up on a mountaintop, but we're still working on making it happen here at home to get the bugs worked out. So I'll explain that to you at some point. This is KX4, back to net.
Thanks, John. I appreciate this. I have some. I was going to send you some pictures of some items that you may or may not be able to use in your build, but you're welcome to them. I've got some cavity filters and other things. But always like hearing about the things that you're working on in your spare time. I know you have so much of it. We had K4TDK, no comment. Mike, always looking forward to the times when you come back and do some more presentations. I've enjoyed those. Robert KN4SPL, no comment. David KO4RBW, no comment. So, Robert, K4GVH, you're up next. And, again, this is KO4NMC for the Sarah Wednesday night technical services event.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Good evening to everyone on the Farinet. Doing a great job as usual there. I don't know your name, but you sounded really good here. Well, Saturday, let's see, Monday, I was at my dad's, and I got on 17 meters and made a contact to Olivia. And that was over in Africa, and then I talked to him. K1HTV talked to him and said they'd made contact back in 1990, and that was 22 years ago. And we're going to be looking forward to getting a QSL card from Olivia, and that's over in Africa. And I thought that was Olivia. That was a heck of a wave for 17 meters. No, that was on 10 meters. We did that, not on 17, 10 meters. And that was at my dad's house on my off-center fed dipole, and it's up in the top of that wild cherry tree on the Kenwood TF450. Monday, I did that at my dad's before I went home. And I did it all day on Monday on 10 meters. And I also have a 6-meter FM radio for sale. And if anybody would be interested in wanting to buy it, I'd take $40 for it. And it's a nice radio. It'd be good for somebody just to get started from 62525. It's got repeaters in it. But you can get it programmed by the, what do you call that, by that thing that's inside the radio called the EEPROM. You'd have to hook it up to a computer to change the EEPROM in it. Or something like that. But I'll take $40 for the radio. Other than that, y'all take care. And glad I hope to see everyone. Hopefully tomorrow night, I hope David can pick me up for the club meeting. It lives in Jefferson. And I hope he'll get a chance to call me to be able to pick me up, because I really do miss seeing everyone at the club meeting tomorrow. Hope I can make it. This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH, and back to net control, 73.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate it. I won't be over there tomorrow, but I do regret last month I did not go over and introduce myself. I'll try to do that next time, rectify that. So with that, that's the end of the original check-ins. Any additional check-ins or rechecks?
K2PI.
K2PI, you've got the floor.
Well, I'm the only thing between everybody leaving and me talking, so I won't keep it long. I just wanted to say hello and check into the net. Hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Back to net, K2PI.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, then let's go for one more round of rechecks, and then we can go out and stare at the moon. All right, no additional rechecks at this time. Thank you for joining us tonight. I apologize for the roughness of the net. This is KO4NMC with the Faro Wednesday Night Technical Services Net. You can go online to the website if you would like more information about the club. Hope everybody has a good night. 73, KO4NMC.
KO4NMC, this is W4RKU. Good job tonight, Alan, and thank you so much for picking up the net.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it. I'm riding on the back of a National Park Service map sitting in my driveway in my car, so it's a little rough, but next time I'd like to do a little bit better. I was asked quickly to jump in, and happy to do it. I hope you have a good night.
Yeah, your conditions were even worse than I thought. Okay. Well, good on you. Have a good one. 73 W4RKU, clear.